Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, and welcome to History Dweebs. My name is Tim, and we have a special segment today of Ask the Colonel. So instead of doing our regular podcast, we're going to take...
I don't think this is Ask the Colonel. I think it's just Ask the Dweebs.
Ask the Dweebs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're both going to answer questions, right?
Yeah, we're both answering questions.
Okay, so we posted some questions on the History Dweebs, the podcast page, or we asked people to post their questions there, and we got some questions, and we're going to try to run through them. But before we do, let us give out some shout-outs. Let me introduce my co-host, the very distinguished, honorable, a man who's just been recently knighted. So congratulations on your knighthood, Colonel. It's the Reverend Sir Colonel Charles Beauregard Hawkwaters III, affectionately known as the Southern Gentleman. How are you today, Colonel?
Actually, I think the sir goes before everything, but I don't like...
Sir, it goes before Reverend?
I don't like to stand on formality. You know me.
Yeah, I know. You're pretty laid-back kind of guy. Your titles keep growing.
They keep growing, and I'm trying to keep it down in the stuff I achieve.
I see.
I'm a man who likes to... I like to make the place a better world, Timmy.
And you don't want to make you-know-who feel bad.
Well, you know the devil doesn't have a title.
No, well, except for Satan, if that's a title.
Yeah, Satan's mistress.
Whatever. Satan, Lucifer. But anyway, how you been, Colonel? You been doing okay? Seems like it's forever since we did a podcast.
Oh, it's been a long, long time.
Yeah, at least a week. So we're going to do this Ask the Dweebs today. We're going to get a regular podcast out as soon as possible as well. But let's jump into the questions. Before we do, we did these before. It's been a while since we've done Ask the Colonel or Ask the Dweebs, I think.
It has been.
It's been a long while. So before we do, I'd like to give some special shout-outs on all the folks who participate on History Dweebs, the podcast page. If you're not participating on History Dweebs, the podcast page, by all means, join us. A lot of fun stuff going on there and a lot of cool people. Special shout-out to Alicia, to Chip, and to Mike Freeman for their generous support of the podcast. And I'm going to run down some names quickly so that people get upset when we give out shout-outs too long. But we're going to run down some names quickly. Marvin, Laura O'Reilly. She said this is her first shout-out, so special shout-out to Laura O'Reilly. Thank you for listening. A new member, Sydney Saint, who is special friends with Mike Bursall. Alan Wadsworth, Nicole Reed, Christine B., Allie and Charlie, who have a really cool podcast called Insight. If you haven't checked it out, please do. If you like mysteries and crime and true crime and stuff like that, it's really good. John White, Jennifer, Jean, Stephanie Q, Jessica B, Mary Ray, Cindy Lou, Tiffany, Trixie, Erica, Tracy, Celine, Tasha, and, of course, our longtime listeners, Brittany and Chris, down there in Georgia. So thank you all for listening. And By the way, Colonel, they are not married. We've commented.
Oh, they're not married. They're living in sin.
They're living in sin.
Oh, they need to go to the Colonel page, pay the $14.99 a month to get that forgiveness.
Well, the thing is, Colonel, they're going to get married this fall, I believe she said, or later this summer. I was talking to Brittany last night. And I told him that you could, as an ordained minister, you could.
I could come down there and marry them tomorrow.
I thought you could only, I thought you were only ordained.
I can only do it in this state.
Yeah. So can you do it on Skype, or does it have, yes, they have to actually take place in Hamilton County, Ohio?
Has to take place in Hamilton County. I'm only registered, I'm ordained everywhere. I can provide forgiveness across the world.
Oh, okay.
But I can only marry people in Hamilton County.
I see.
And unless I go to that county and pay the $25 fee.
So you can absolve people of their sins.
I can purify their souls, Timmy.
And how much is that?
$14.99 a month.
And you can't beat that for a good old soul cleansing.
Well, I mean, you look at some
it's a bargain.
People, look at the people that follow us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got, and I'm just going with, let's say, Team Colonel.
Okay.
Okay, we got Allie.
Right.
You know she does more than $14.99 with the sin.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. Kim Taylor.
Kim Taylor. That's a real bargain for Kim Taylor.
And Scott, he liked the U.S. Army. He sins more before 8 o'clock than most people sin all day.
Yeah, Scott's got, he probably, it's a real bargain for him, too. So if you need your soul cleansed, see the colonel or see the reverend. Or the knight. What are you, sir? So it's sir.
Take PayPal.
So sir, Reverend Colonel.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's too. Your name is getting way too long. Dude.
It is, but you can just call me Sir Colonel.
Okay, Sir Colonel. Okay, Sir Colonel. So we got some questions from our listeners, and I think we got them somewhere. Do you have them?
Some of them were just disturbing.
Yeah. What's our questions?
Let me see.
I think that we had some questions, not on the page, but that one we get most often is how we met. So do you want to answer
Well,
that?
We all met at work. We all met at work. I've been here. Timmy's been with the county for so many years, you're going to retire.
29 years almost.
Mm-hmm. I worked for a private contractor who then took over operations of the center. Or the county took over operations at the center. The county hired me. The devil came in late to the game. I don't know. She worked here before. They hired her again. Now, that's what I don't
get. We hired her. Actually.
Yeah. We actually, were on the panel.
Yes. Actually, you were looking for someone.
Yeah.
And then we ended up hiring her.
Mm-hmm. And she became a She became a manager.
Yes. She got promoted very quickly.
I don't know how a woman got hired the second time.
Well, first time we were very desperate.
We were desperate as hell.
Yeah. And then she was promoted rather quickly. And so we've known each other for you guys knew each other before, and then I've known you guys for about 4 years. I sent you an email when I first learned that I was coming down to this operation, saying I'm looking forward to working with you, and I've yet to get an email back from you.
And, you know, it's funny because I got that email the first day, and I'm maybe a little bit of a cynical man, Timmy, but and for those who don't know, we all do very different things here. And Timmy's job, I would say, is probably the hardest job. It's the biggest pain in the ass, your job is. And I thought, you know what? There ain't no point in being friends with him. He's only going to be here 2-3 months before he says, I want the hell out. So, you know, sense in getting to know him. So I didn't even answer your email, Timmy.
Yeah, I know. So I'm still waiting.
Yeah.
So that's how we met. I think the other question is, how do we choose the topics? It's just random. Sometimes we get suggestions from people. Other times it's just doing a web search and we come on something. Or Chuck will see something, he'll suggest it. Or Brandy will see something and she'll suggest it. So it just varies on how we pick topics.
Most of the time I think it either comes from listeners or from something that you have saw. What happens, it seems that when you do the research on the things...
Mm-hmm.
you then run into somebody else.
Yeah, that happens a lot. I'm doing research on a story, and then I run into a new story, a different story. I'll save it, favorite, and then I'll go back and look through it. And sometimes, you know, they'll sit for a long time before I get back to them. But then usually at some point we get back to them. So, but if you have suggestions, we encourage you to let us know, because we do get, you know, we do take suggestions. The last one we did, Gary Hynek, it was a listener suggestion. So we do listen to your suggestions. So if you haven't. Okay, so now we're on questions from the page. Let's see. Scott wants to know, Colonel, would you ever be a guest on another podcast?
If Timmy would let me out of my contract, I have to get a waiver from Timmy.
Yeah, he has an exclusive contract.
Yeah. Actually, what I found out once I was going to do my own podcast once in a while. Mm-hmm. And then I found out that Timmy had me signed to a personal services contract.
Yeah. Just for 99 years.
Yeah, for 99 years. So it kind of limits my ability to do other things. But if Timmy says it's okay, I would do it.
Yeah, we have a non-compete clause in your contract. Beverly would like to know two questions. Should Britain remain in Europe? So, because you know they've got the whole Brit exit or whatever.
I'm a Brit exit man.
You're a Brit exit. You want them?
You know why? Because the British are a strange and unique people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on a little island, and I think they should just go.
Well, I want them to stay because the whole world is small these days and interconnected, and having a, you know, I'm going to be a pensioner sometime in the near future. I don't want the economy to get screwed up, because when you get, if the economy is affected in one part of the world, it impacts the rest of the world. So on my own selfish, you know, reasons, I want stability, so I want them to stay. But that's a decision that should be up to the British people, so we'll leave it up to them. She also wants to know, Colonel, and I'll leave this is a good philosophical question for you. Will there ever be a man who can beat a flea in the high jump?
I have actually beat a flea in a high jump one time.
You have?
Yeah.
Was it like a disabled flea?
It was a flea.
Fat flea. Let's face it. It wasn't in shape.
Let's say it was a special needs flea.
Okay. But you did beat it. So the answer is yes.
I did beat it, yeah.
Okay. Charlie would like to know, who is your favorite serial killer and why?
Who's my favorite? You know, I'd probably say Ed Gein.
You liked Ed Gein.
Only because he appeared to be such a, to everybody else except for his mama, who cut her head off and then raped her head.
Mm-hmm. You could relate to him.
He was a nice guy.
Yeah.
The police liked him. I mean, he wasn't one of those guys. But then my other one, I get caught between him and the opposite going the other way, and Carl Panzram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because I'd love to have him, you know, just...
Because you like the fact he was raped by hobos.
Well, he didn't call no rapesies when he got on the train, did he?
I like the fact that he stole William Howard Taft's boat.
Yeah.
That was the oddest thing. It's just, like, all the people in the country, you steal the, I don't know if he was president or vice president then. But
I think he was vice president.
Or he might have been, he may have been.
Or no, he was not.
He might have been on the Supreme Court
then.
I don't know how, you know, why. He's still his boat of all the boats in the world. But anyway, I thought that was a weird thing. My favorite serial killer that we've talked about, and I don't know how about favorite, but the one I kind of feel somewhat sorry for is Charles Whitman. Remember?
Because he had a brain tumor.
Yeah, he had a brain tumor, and he recognized it. He knew something was wrong. He knew that his behavior was
still
off.
Still went out and shot up.
He did, and that's no excuse of that, but there was obviously something organically wrong with him. And with a lot of these serial killers, we make fun of them, but most of them have had just terrible
childhoods.
Yeah,
bad things happened.
Yeah.
Football head.
Yeah. So, I remember Jesse Pomeroy. He remember his dad would beat him, hang him up and beat him. I mean, just, just you know, almost all of them have had some real...
None of them had the Norman Rockwell upbringing.
No, no. It makes you, you know, makes you appreciate, you know, your own upbringing when you realize some of those wackos have been through. But, yeah, I would say Charles Whitman's the one I would, you know, I feel bad about because he did have a brain tumor. It's obviously affected... You know, made, you know, affected his behavior. Which history dweeb's Charlie also asked, which history dweeb episode is your favorite?
Oh, I'm going to go with Jonas Salk.
That sucked. That was my least Jonas favorite.
Not only because you hate it, and I think it's the most underrated one we ever did.
Colonel came to me and he said, I've got a topic for our podcast, Jonas Salk. And I said, great. Do the research, and we'll meet, and we'll do it. So I come in here, and we get to about 5 minutes into it, and his only comment was he didn't patent the cure for polio. And, okay, but what about the rest of his story? That was it. That was it. That was your whole...
Yeah. Well, that was pretty fascinating.
Yeah, but we didn't have when he was born, when he died, nothing. It was that.
Well, we made most of that up.
And I'm like, well, what are we going to do for the next 35 minutes?
So, yeah, actually, and if you listen to that podcast, he did not die of tuberculosis.
He was making shit up.
He was not a transvestite.
Well...
That was just stuff we had to fill in. We had to fill in the blanks on his life because we had that he didn't patent.
You don't know how close I come not posting that thing. My favorite one that we've done, I think, so far is... We did a lot back in, like, October, November. I think a lot of good ones. But my favorite one was Rasputin.
Rasputin was an interesting guy.
Yeah, and it was hilarious. It was we were all three here. The other one that comes to mind, the only thing was Brandy wasn't here, was Elmer McCurdy.
Yeah.
That was a really good.
The backwards. The
guy shot himself. Yeah. And
Schleprock of criminals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And his corpse was put on display and lost.
Yeah.
That was a good story. But Brandy wasn't here. It would have been perfect if Brandy was here to enjoy it. But I think Rasputin was probably my favorite so far. And a lot of the ones we do without, that are not serial killers.
Yeah.
It seems like all the serial killers to me start to run together.
They do run together. Yeah. Yeah.
I like the Papon sisters. Remember the sisters that killed the maids that killed their employer? I thought that was good.
And the employers could have had that one come.
Yeah, I feel bad. Really, I do feel bad for them as well because I'm not sure, you know, and I'm sure that they had to stack or the deck stacked against them. Charlie would also like to know, is Skyline Cheerlee really as good? Really that good, or is Scott exaggerating? Scott, of course, is very fond of Skyline Cheerlee.
It's better than... It's better than I can... Think of an orgasm in a bowl, Timmy. Think of an orgasm in a hot dog bun.
I try not to think of that.
That's what it's like. A cheese coney is a hot dog... With Cincinnati chili on it, some onions, some mustard, some cheese on the cheddar cheese on the top. Oh.
Yeah, Skyline Chili is very popular here in Cincinnati. I'm not from Cincinnati. I didn't grow up here. But I can tell you this, Charlie. I live within 20 feet of a Skyline Chili. I can look out my window and see Skyline Chili, the sign. And I haven't been to Skyline Chili in 10 years. Yeah. So that tells you how... What I think of it, I'm not a big Skyline Chili fan, but people in Cincinnati, natives, are really, like Charles here, really like Skyline.
Oh, I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If you ever come to Cincinnati, you have to try it.
Okay. Beverly, Lady Beverly, of course, Lady Beverly Oxford, would like to know, if you'd like for us to choose between Samantha from Bewitched or Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Well, you know, I watched the whole series of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Okay. Now, see, I never did, so I'm kind of at a disadvantage.
And it really depends on if you're a leg man, a butt man, or a boob man.
Mm-hmm.
Because Samantha, on Bewitched, had a nice set of jigglies on her.
Mm-hmm.
And Buffy, she was live and she like a little gymnast. Yeah, she was built very nice, but she didn't.
So she's more of a, had a really better butt.
Well, and Buffy was much more romantic. Yeah, Buffy was more romantic. Samantha.
So she was more angelic, is that what you're saying?
Well, Samantha seemed like she'd be a freak.
I like Samantha only because I really didn't follow Buffy the Vampire Slayer all that much. So I remember Samantha as a kid starring in Bewitched, and I liked how she twitched her nose.
And, you know, with that twitching of the nose, she could do many, many things. Anything she wanted with a twitching of the nose.
Yes, and if you ever got, you know, if you ever got sick or you, you know, you
right, she could just twitch the nose.
Or she could call Dr. Bombay. All she had to do is say, Dr. Bombay, Dr. Bombay, emergency, come right away. And just like that, Dr. Bombay is there. Now, Agnes Moorehead, I wouldn't do her because she's, you know, she's old.
She was old.
She was old.
She had a penis.
Although when she was young, she was really attractive.
And there's a certain look that women have.
You know what I don't know about that show is they switched those Dick guys, Dick York and Dick Sargent. Yeah. I don't know which one was which. I think Dick York was first and then Dick Sargent. But I don't know why they switched them. Did one of them die?
No, one of them. He had a back injury that was causing him just great amount of pain. He couldn't work anymore.
So he couldn't work anymore. I think they're both dead now.
But have you?
I could be wrong.
Have you ever seen one of those women that look kind of innocent, look kind of sweet, but you know the freaks deep down? That was Samantha.
Yeah. She also played.
Samantha had a tramp stamp.
She may have. She also played in the TV movie of the week, Mrs. Sundance, in which she played the Sundance Kid's wife.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And I think she played Lizzie Borden on Amazing.
Was that her or Lindsay Wagner?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I think it was her.
It was her because I remember her being naked and dropping the hatchet into the porta potty.
Yeah, so she was cool. I'm going to go with Samantha. I think she may have died of. Did she die of anus cancer? I know Farrah Fawcett did, but I think she had.
She did too.
She had.
She had Dirty Flower written all over.
Yeah, it may have been colon cancer, but she some gruesome way. So, yeah. So we're going with Samantha. Okay, Colonel, let me see what other questions we have here from our listening audience. Rudy Baker, you know Rudy, your good friend Rudy.
My good friend Rudy.
He would like to know, what psychiatric diagnosis does Brandy have, and is she currently being treated for them?
Well, Rudy, I'll tell you, I'd be violating HIPAA laws if I told you all the prescription the devil was on.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, they're not working. But I will tell you when I get home.
Okay, so Rudy's
an amazing guy. I was surprised to see a question pop up from Rudy because he's usually napping.
Well, you know, and Brandy responded to Rudy telling him to piss off.
Well, that's the kind of woman she is. Who talks to a cute little... You see Rudy, right?
Well, my point is Rudy can spell and she says piss off.
Yeah,
so.
My dog has better grammar than the devil.
Yeah, apparently. Okay, John White would like to know, if you could have a serial killer on as a guest on the show, who would it be and why?
It'd be Carl Panzram.
You're just hung up on
Carl Panzram.
You're going to ask him about the gang rape of the hobos.
Right? I want to know about the hobos, and I want to know why he didn't see it coming, you know, the hobo gang rape. And I would, but he's just so.
You think he was a tease?
I think he had to come. He was asking for it. you know, I had those tight little skinny jeans, hobo jeans on.
Right.
But I would, you know, anything you would ask Carl Panzram, I'd imagine, it'd be like, Carl, thank you for coming in. Fuck you. And I'd be like, can I get you anything?
But he was real smart.
Yeah, I'll tell you what you can get me. You can get me a bloody head on a stick, you son of a bitch.
But he was very smart.
Yeah, but I mean,
his only friend was the prison guard.
I'd like to have him in here with the devil. I would like to see those two together because they're the most two of all the serial killers we've done. He seems to be inherently the most evil, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, or Albert Fish. I don't know. Albert Fish.
That may be great. Fish.
Yeah, he killed the children and he wrote letters to the parents and teased them about it and told them what happened.
Yeah, but Panzram was angry.
He was
angry and boisterous, and to have him sitting across from the devil, I would just like to see how that turned out.
Probably not well. I think I would like to have Charlie Manson on, because Charlie is from Cincinnati, as you know.
Yeah, he is.
Over near your side of town, right?
Yeah.
And you wouldn't even have to talk. You could just ask him one question, he'd go on ramble for 35 minutes, so... That would be my... I don't like him, but I think he'd be an interesting guest. Because he was on... Remember, he was on the Today Show, or Tomorrow Show, a long time ago with Tom Snyder.
Yeah.
They did an interview with him. And got good ratings. So I think we'd get a lot of good downloads if that happened. Okay, next question. John White would like to know, how does Brandy's Pop-Tarts taste?
Now, I have been accused unfairly of that. So I know... no comment.
Okay, so
no comment.
The colonel often does things to Brandy's office, so he is always the likely suspect, although he swears to me that he did not steal the Pop-Tarts, and I believe him. And I didn't take the Pop-Tarts.
And I've
I think what happened is Brandy ate the Pop-Tarts.
I think she did. I think Brandy comes in here a lot of times, and, you know, it's against county policy, but Brandy comes in here either drunk or high. And I believe Brandy came in here loaded up with THC and
went through the munchies.
She had the munchies, went through a dozen Pop-Tarts, and then once depended on me.
I would not doubt that at all. Gene would like to know, what is Brandy's favorite sexual position?
I'm sure she likes to be on top.
We'd have to ask her husband, Dave. Her husband is a really nice guy, Dave, and I know you talk to Dave a lot. He's a really good guy, but yeah, I would say Brandy's probably, you know, that's her tendency would be to be.
I'd probably say sleeping.
Asleep.
Her favorite sexual position is asleep.
It's probably a good point. Scott would like to know, has there ever been an official exorcism performed on Brandy?
Three or four, they've all failed.
Yeah.
We've had young priests, old priests, we've had middle-aged priests.
We've had...
we had the Dalai Lama come in here.
Dalai Lama, we've had mystic, you know, Orthodox, we've had everyone come in. And, so far, no... can't get the devil out of her.
No, I brought a super soaker. I stopped by a Catholic church, got my super soaker squirt gun.
Uh-huh.
Remember, loaded it up with holy water.
No.
All I did was pissed her off.
Yeah, it came off of her like steam. Jennifer would like to know if we could solve one unsolved case or mystery, what would it be?
If I could solve one unsolved mystery, I would say I would like to know exactly all the facts of the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah, me too. I think that one is one that, you know, when you die and you get asked the first question, that's going to be the first question. So what do you think happened there, Colonel?
I don't necessarily believe there was more than one shooter. But I do believe that there were more people involved than Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah. And then we've talked about this before. I
believe Lyndon Johnson had something to do with
it. And I do
myself.
Too. I do too. He had the most to gain. He had the most to lose. He was being investigated, and chances are there's a good chance he was going to be dropped from the ticket in 64 and maybe even look at a prison sentence. It happened in his home state where he could control things.
Yeah.
And although I think there were other people I think it was a true conspiracy. I'm not really big on conspiracies, but I think that Kennedy had a lot of people that wanted to get rid of him, including the CIA, including...
Yeah. And Kennedy thought at one point the CIA was going to overthrow him.
Right.
He thought the military... Kennedy actually believed that there may be a military coup.
Yeah. And there was a... You know, when people throw out, like, the... you know, the mob or the CIA or Johnson. I don't think it's just one. I think it was a coordinated effort, and because because all of them had something to gain by eliminating President Kennedy. So that's the one that I would like to see solved. In terms of cases that we talked about, the Bricka case. Because it's a local story, a local murder case that's just really odd. That it hasn't been solved yet. So those are the two. Okay. Charlie would like to know, who's the preferred child in their family, Brandy or Casey?
Oh, Casey. Right. Everybody knows. I mean, if you've ever been around Casey, and if you spend
very nice
minutes
guy.
With Casey and 5 minutes with the devil.
Yeah.
Because the devil's an acquired taste. I mean, she takes a lot of getting used to, and...
But Casey is very down to earth, a really nice mm-hmm. guy. But I think in their family, maybe it would be Brandy in their family, because she was the only girl, right? She's the only girl.
Yeah, she's the only girl. And she's a mean one, too.
Okay, so Charlie would also like to know, if you had to choose one person to serve Colonel Justice on, who would it be?
You know, I think right now... because what's in the news, I will probably pick the young man who only got 6 months for raping a girl.
Yeah.
I think he deserves current.
Is it Brock?
Brock.
Yeah.
Brock. I think he deserves some kernel justice, because he ain't getting, there's no justice coming out of that. You know, you take a girl who's, I mean, everybody's read the details of that. And, you know, I think he just needs, a good thrashing, maybe tossed him with, I think what you do is you take him and you put a biker gang in a jail cell,
mm-hmm.
Timmy.
Okay.
And you show him nothing but porn for about 2, 3, 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then you toss him in the thing with him. Okay?
Okay.
And then you bring him back out, you know, and you clean him up and let him rest up for a day or two.
Yeah. 20 minutes of action.
Yeah, and then you toss him back in, and you do the same thing. So you do that for about 6 months. That's his 6-month sentence. Every day he gets 20 minutes of action from the biker gang in cell 161.
Okay.
That's Colonel Justice.
Okay. I would throw in the guy that the tragedy in Orlando, the dude who went in and shot up the Pulse nightclub.
Yeah, but he's dead now.
I know, but I mean, he got off easy, really. He should have got Colonel Justice. Okay, which infamous cult would each of you, this is from Nicola, which infamous cult, and I don't know if I gave Nicola a shout out, so she's new to our page, so welcome, Nicola. Which infamous cult would we be best suited to join?
Well, that one that Lady Beverly brought up, the flirty fishing one, mm-hmm. where they made the women be prostitutes.
Oh, I don't know about those.
Yeah, that's, they made them be prostitutes. It's an interesting one. You look it up, and they had all these things like, if you can't get the money out of the guy, you're just not working for God hard enough.
Oh.
And, you know, I mean, I think I would like to be, that's what actually was my inspiration for the Colonel starting a church.
Oh, okay. Well, I would like to be any cult that has, like, free love, so you can, like, sleep with whoever you want. But
the women got to bathe and shave.
Yeah, they got to be attractive. So, I mean, you know. So it might be a cult, it might be a commune, I don't know. Jim Jones, I don't like Kool-Aid, Colonel. I don't like Kool-Aid. Yeah, I just don't think that would fit me. And Charlie Manson's just too fucked up. I don't think I could listen to him ramble too long. You know, first half hour would be cool, but after that he would get kind of it would get redundant, I would think. So, I don't know. So But any kind of cult where there's like
any kind free of cult love, where there's a and there's lot beautiful of naked women,
beautiful naked women,
pretty naked women.
Because you know, then otherwise you got the pussy paradox problem that we discussed before.
Yeah, if they got pretty women, the women are naked more often than not.
Right.
I want to be in a cult.
Okay. John White would like to know, if you were a killer, what nickname would you give yourself to be publicized?
Oh, I would be the Nighthawk for me.
The Nighthawk. That sounds very scary.
It sounds terrifying, don't it?
It does. It's like you're going to swoop down.
Swoop down. And get
them. That is very scary. Mm-hmm. I would say I would be called, I don't know, what would be a good name for me?
The Shuffler.
The Shuffler Strangler.
The Shuffler Strangler.
Okay.
The Silent Strangler.
All right. I'll go with that.
Because you don't make a lot of noise.
I don't. Because,
people.
Well, as you know, I'm very careful when I walk because I don't want to be a victim of
the knockout game.
Yes. I'm very cautious to avoid the knockout game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To me, you're like a ghost.
Yeah. I try to avoid the knockout game at all costs. I don't want to be on YouTube being a victim of the knockout game. So I try to just blend in wherever I go. What would Brandy's name be, do you think?
Brandy would be, let's see, what would the devil be? I would say they call her the screaming, yelling, kicking, biting, punching killer.
Psycho bitch.
Psycho bitch killer. Yeah, just psycho. They really would. They'd have all kinds of different names for that one.
Okay. Jeff Chestnut would like to know, has Brandy actually ever beaten the pop out of Tim and or the Colonel? Or is this just a fantasy for now?
Now, this is a true story.
Mm-hmm.
She punched me so hard in the ribs one time, I had a bruise. Now, Brandy thinks nothing of punching me if she gets a little aggravated at me. She just punches me, mostly on the arm. But one day she got really agitated and punched me in the ribs. And I showed her the next day, I had a bruise the size of she didn't just, wasn't a little thump. She punched me hard enough to bruise me, Timmy, and I don't bruise easily. My ribs were sore for like a week. She liked George Foreman just swinging them big hands around. She got big old hands on her, if anybody, you can't see it on the on the podcast.
She's like the Hulk.
She's got this big old ham fist.
She turns green when she...
she turns all kinds of colors when she gets mad. And it's really fun to make her mad.
It is.
Until she punches you.
But she hasn't punched me yet, so I'm hoping that never happens.
She doesn't... The devil's very peculiar. She does not like personal contact from other people. Yes. And she's really freaky about her own personal space.
She is.
And I like to get, when I'm talking to her, I like to get close to her. And she's protective of those Pop-Tarts. You'd think there was a children or something.
So, our final question comes from Elise. This is a good one. Who would play each of you in History Dweebs the Musical?
I like to think Hugh Jackman would play the Colonel. Because he can both sing, dance, and be a Wolverine if he wants to.
Who would play Brandy?
Brandy?
Does that have to be someone who could sing? Someone who was kind of evil.
Yeah.
I don't know who would play. You know, I think of musical characters. I kind of think of myself as Jean Valjean, you know, persecuted. And I think of Brandy as Inspector Javert. She just persecutes me.
Yeah.
You know, every day gets
you're
up
right
with
there,
it.
Timmy.
Yeah.
You're right there. But the actress who would play her.
It has to be someone evil.
Yeah, who is the most evil person you know, Timmy?
Brandy. I don't think no one
I
could
know,
play.
That's it's so hard to find a comparison because you're comparing apples and oranges no matter when you get into the evil category, she stands alone.
She does. She absolutely stands alone. So we don't have a really good answer for you there, at least. So, okay, Colonel. So any other things you want to address here as we wrap up Ask the Colonel or Ask the Dweebs segment?
No, I just think we have, we're watching the news and, it's another terrible massacre that we had. And you start to shake your head sometimes and say, what the fuck? What's going to happen next week?
I know. You know, that's the sad thing about doing these podcasts is that you never run out of material because, you know, there's always, you know, every week there's going to be some psycho mass murder or something going on. The other, we talked about what our favorite serial killers, who are our favorite serial killers. The one that was still kind of strange to me was that UNRWA. Remember him?
Yeah.
He's the guy that just, you know, went around shooting up the neighborhood one day and killed 12 people.
Yeah.
Or like in 12 minutes he had killed 12 people. It was like, or 20 people. It was really strange. Really no explanation for it. So those kind of stories.
Now, he's the guy who was stopped by the sheriff. Is that correct?
I don't remember if he was stopped. But he just walked around his own neighborhood.
No, I'm thinking about the guy that blew up the school.
Oh, that's another one. Kehoe. So you're thinking. The Bass School disaster. That was another one. He killed 38 people, most of them kids.
Yeah, and he was shooting people, too.
He blew up the school, and he was shooting people. Yeah, that was another one. It was just, he was a real psycho. And it was over, like, taxes and stuff.
Yeah, he was just a little bit pissed off.
Yeah, he was angry about taxes. So those come to mind. All right, well, that wraps up this episode of Ask the Dweebs. We'll do this again in the future if you guys want. Where can people find us, Colonel?
And did we give up? Because you gave the shout out, so I want to make sure Team Colonel John White joined Team Colonel.
Okay.
We got Allie on Team Colonel.
Yes.
Kim and Scott on Team Colonel.
Yes.
And more importantly than anybody else, you know she flies the Team Colonel flag.
Who's that?
Dottie Scott.
Yes, she does. She really likes her shout-outs.
Dottie, we hope you're doing well. We're always thinking about you, and we do these shows, as I said a million times, we do these shows really for no other reason than to amuse Dottie.
Yes, and they do. She listens to every podcast. Okay, that's it. We'll wrap up.
Where they can find us is on... Let's see. They can find us on America's Most Wanted.
No, they can find us on Facebook.
They can find us on Facebook. We are now 159th in Australia?
149th in Australia.
That just shows how crazy those sumbitches down under are.
Or how hard up they are for entertainment.
Yeah, they need some. But
thank you, Australia. We appreciate
Australia,
it.
Australia, we do appreciate your support. We did, let's see, you can find us on Facebook, you can find us on Twitter, you can find us on Instagram.
I don't think we're on Instagram.
No, but I was just going to have people scrambling.
Oh, no, we're on Stitcher. We're on Facebook. We have two Facebook pages. We have the History Dweebs page where we update history-related stuff, like real history. And then we have History Dweebs, the podcast. And we talk mostly about the podcast. So we got a lot of our listeners join that page, and that's where we got these questions from. And they give us suggestions on topics, and they give us suggestions on secret words, and we post a lot of crazy stuff on there. So if you get a chance, please join us. That's History Dweebs, the podcast group on Facebook. On Twitter, you can find us at History Dweebs 1. And thank you all for listening, and we'll talk to you all again real soon.
Good day, listeners.
Talk to you next time on
History Dweebs.
Bye-bye.
Good day.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.